Hey everybody, it's Nick from Dharma Dog Services here, bringing you episode 2 of this amazingly, truly unnamed podcast. But the goal is to train your dog and learn more about your dog as an animal and as a pet and as a companion. So let's get started today. I think the biggest thing we're going to discuss really, again, is when food doesn't work as a treat. The options you can use. So obviously, if food is a motivator, I would say use it to your advantage. It makes life so much easier. But the big issue that can kind of occur when you're dealing with food is really just having the dog manipulate you. Okay, so what can start happening is the dog can start noticing the cues in which to get food. The dog will then placate to get said food. So, meaning, okay, the dog will sit down for you because it knows it gets a treat when it sits. However, the big issue there is he doing that to get the food? Some trainers would argue that that's not a big deal. From a behavior standpoint, however, it can lead to misinformation being directed towards the dog. I can get into this right now, I guess. I'll try my best. Honestly, it's going to be quite difficult. I'm essentially talking to myself here, and without having a person to kind of bounce us off of, we're going to try our best. So let's give you an example specifically as to a poor end result of a dog learning to manipulate. Now, I'm going to use my mom as an example. Now, I love my mom. She's got cute dogs, but my mom is not a dog trainer. She's gonna laugh when she hears that, I promise you. So one thing that her dog does, and this isn't necessarily to do with food, or you know what, we'll use the food example, is it's gonna nudge the food bowl. Whether that dog has been fed or not, it's gonna nudge the food bowl, say, hey Caroline, I'm hungry. So Caroline's gonna get up off the couch or wherever she happens to be, walk over and feed the dog. I really want you to think of that sequence that I've just described. She's been doing whatever. She's reading a book, she's watching TV, she's relaxing. Rascal the dog pops the food bowl, Caroline gets up and walks to it. Okay, not such a bad thing, right? Your dog is smart, it's telling you when it's hungry. Wrong. One of the 7 or 8 main categories that a dog needs to watch for is the provisions of food. Now, by controlling the food source, it is controlling its situation and hence controlling you going forward.